A meeting between the councils of Sundridge and Strong has ended with both municipalities agreeing to improve communications with each other. Sundridge Mayor Lyle Hall said there was a lot of frustration between the two councils that don't have to be there. We're paid to do this, we're responsible individuals and we're adults, Hall said. We know we need to make the decisions. It was Sundridge Deputy Mayor Sean Jackson who introduced the motion on communications. Jackson said it was paramount for both municipalities to work together so they could provide the best leadership for both communities, saying there is a long history of communication breakdowns and a less than cohesive relationship between both municipalities. Jackson said matters started out all right at the start, but at some point, the level of communication began to break down substantially. This is not good for our constituents and it's not part of why we're here, Jackson said. We're here to represent them and to make sure that things move forward in a cohesive environment. Jackson suggested both municipalities begin to rebuild the communication process and said the municipalities had to identify which trigger points were obstacles to achieving this end. However, Strong County Marianne Stickland was surprised by the comments from Sundridge elected officials, saying she was not aware we were having difficulties. I hope we're not having difficulties and if there is an issue that needs to be addressed, then it should be brought forward. I don't believe we have any issues with Sundridge although I do hear rumblings in town from time to time. But I feel that could be more bravado than truth. We've always been team players and will continue to be team players. Although Jackson was encouraged by Stickland's comments, he said the communication breakdown was real. We can pretend it doesn't exist but the truth is there are some instances where the communication has been lacking, Jackson said. Hall said for years there's been animosity on various positions and disagreements on which direction issues should be steered. This is all right until this behavior reaches a point where it begins to interfere with the shared services between the municipalities. Hall didn't identify which shared services he was talking about. But earlier in the meeting both municipalities did talk about the revisions made to their fire board agreement. Hall said at this earlier stage of the meeting that Strong has had the revised version since February but no action has been taken because it's been waiting for the completion of a shared services agreement. In dealing with better communications, Hall said he didn't want to see a repeat of the previous council where some members threw up their hands and stopped going to council meetings in the last year of their term. Hall strongly suggested now is the time to fix the communications. He said he and Strong Mayor Kelly Ellick have a comfortable communication relationship because they reach out to each other and talk often about matters. Ellick was not present at the joint council meeting and Hall asked Strong councillors what Sundridge could do to improve the relationship and communications. In response, Stickland said her peers are gung-ho to do whatever we have to do to work together with everyone. So I'm not sure where the negativity or the perceived lack of communication is coming from, she said. Hall told both councils that during the debate he intentionally did not bring up specific examples on issues because he didn't think it would be fair to identify individuals. Stickland suggested Hall and Ellick discuss the specific instances, and she, Ellick, can trickle them down to us and we can have an open and honest discussion on how we can improve. Hall agreed to pursue this course and added he would talk to Ellick with the goal of approaching the matter as a planning issue rather than as an immediate obstacle. Strong County Jason Cottrell said he was totally on board with settling our differences amicably, whatever they be. We don't have much time in this term, but being in lockstep is more beneficial than having strife, Cottrell said. We will definitely work with you guys wholeheartedly. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.